Brad McTavish is back with the Weekend To-Do List. Do you know that Bruce Springsteen is a cousin of mine?
I believe everything you tell
me. He's not. He's not, so don't believe me.
Oh, I would have believed anything like that.
Well. So, hey, why are we playing Born in the USA? I mean, tomorrow, I guess, is July 4th, and there's a lot going on, isn't there?
You answered your own question like a good host. That was good. Yes, there are at least 15 public events on the 4th. Actually, starting tonight and lasting through Friday, that involve celebration of our national birth, and they all have something in common, and that is what? Fireworks. Starting tonight, after the Royals take on the Cleveland Indians and hopefully beat the Cleveland Indians, they have big fireworks. I'm going to that.
Are you?
I'm going to go see that. I hear there might be a victory ahead of the fireworks. I'm hoping for one.
Yeah, right.
Anyway,
that'd be great.
Also tonight. At the Kearney Amphitheater in Kearney. Where else? At Free Watermelon as well as fireworks.
Wow.
And I'm just going to keep going to town here until you wave me off.
I'm not going to wave you off. Keep talking about 4th of July.
Well, you're the cousin of Bruce Springsteen, so
I'm not. I totally made that up.
I believe you still.
Springsteen, Steigman, come on.
You know, I think you're double backing on me. There's a resemblance. Belt it out.
Not going to happen. That, no.
Okay, on the 4th, that's tomorrow. It crept up on us, didn't it? You've got KC River Fest, which is at least billed as the biggest fireworks show in the area. Now, that'll cost you $5 at the door, and as far as I can tell, maybe $10 to park, unless you really like to walk. But that's down there at the Berkeley Riverfront Park.
I'm just going to park on the bridge.
Okay. You should.
I think I'm going to see a few more flashing lights other than the fireworks.
Now, there's also just a slew. Let me just keep going. Overland Park Star Spangled Spectacular takes place in Corporate Woods. This is all on the 4th. That's a free event. You've got the Lee Summit Sparks in the Park, another free event with fireworks at Longview Lake Beach tomorrow night. Powell Gardens, a little classier perhaps than most. Booms and Blooms Festival. That'll cost you 5 to 12 big ones if you want to get in on that. But that offers the Lee Summit Symphony Orchestra. And yes, you said it, fireworks. Leavenworth, near the fort, A Salute to the Union. Yes, more fireworks. Also on the 4th, in rapid fashion, there's the Liberty 4th Fest with fireworks at William Jewell College. That costs a few bucks. The Great Mall of the Great Plains. So you know it's going to be great. Fireworks in Olathe.
We've got a long list of fireworks on our website at kcur.org. Tumbling. By the way, good choice of music here. Culture Club, Boy George, right?
We haven't gone to the well too often on Culture Club.
No, we haven't. I can't remember the last time we played something from Culture Club. So why are we tumbling for you?
Why not?
I'll tumble for you, Brian.
Why
Tavish.
Not? Well, yes. It's the 2013 U.S. Trampoline and Tumbling Championships. Gymnastics spectacle aplenty. It gets going, believe it, on the 4th. And it goes all the way through July 10. It's a big convention for downtown Kansas City, but the public can get in all week starting tomorrow. If you're interested, and you should be, it's $16 or $45 for more sessions than you can wave an American flag at. The public can see competition in trampoline, double mini trampoline, which for some reason makes me think of double secret probation. I don't know why. Synchronized trampoline and tumbling for both men and women. Now, do you know what double mini trampoline is?
I have no idea what double mini trampoline is.
Well, neither did I, so I have this in front of me. The athlete makes a short run and leaps onto a small two-level trampoline. Picture it.
Yeah.
And the athlete then performs an aerial maneuver and dismounts onto a landing mat, which is very impressive and a far cry from me bouncing up and down as a kid on the backyard trampoline just trying not to harm myself.
We should leave this to the professionals.
Hey, I just met you.
Maybe. Oh, I'm sorry. Mike's
okay,
on.
Okay, look, I dare you. I dare any of God's creatures on this green earth that's taking an inhalation at this moment not to pop their fingers and tap their toes.
Oh, man, I love that song.
You got it. Well, not everybody loves it. Apparently, out of the 500 million hits, that's right, nearly 500 million hits of Call Me Maybe by none other than Carly Rae Jepsen, who was going to be Friday night making it happen at Starlight Theater in Swope Park. 500 million hits of that song, Call Me Maybe. 125,000 dislikes.
Really?
Well, 1.6 million likes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my favorite lip dub of that song is one that NPR did.
Really?
Go do a Google search of NPR and Call Me Maybe, and you'll see a video that features a lot of NPR staffers. I think it opens up with Ari Shapiro.
Well,
he's perfect
well,
for it.
Of course, he's perfect for it. It's Hit Pop by Carly. The show gets going, and the show officially is known as Red, White, and Boom. Get it? It's the annual 4th of July fun time at Starlight Theater in Swope Park. Carly's the star. There's a bunch of other bands on the bill. Jepsen has the stamp of approval from fellow native Canadian Justin Bieber, for whom she's also been opening up for on the road. The short story, if I can ever make a story short, is that Bieber sees or hears Call Me Maybe on the radio, loves it, tweets his love, and the next thing you know, he does a viral video parody of the song. Soon she's bigger than ever. When you've got who's the guy who I saw doing this on TV? It was the old general, you know, the guy.
I don't know.
Anyway, some authority figure was actually singing this.
Schwarzkopf?
No, the other guy. The guy who came out for the Iraq War or something.
I don't remember.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Moving on.
Well, Call Me Maybe.
Call Me Maybe.
I was a teenage zombie. It's a drag hanging around. I was happier in the ground.
Ask a lot of parents, they'll say all of their teenagers are zombies.
Colin Powell.
Okay.
That's who loves Call Me
Maybe.
I was a teenage zombie, according to the Fleshtones, garage rock revivalists extraordinaire. Never got real famous, didn't have to. They just influenced a bunch of people and were in cool places in New York City since 1976. 9 o'clock, headlining performance by the Fleshtones. They'll do I Was a Teenage Zombie. They'll do it all at Knuckleheads. Please be there. Please support the Fleshtones. Part of my new wave punk history.
You know I've never seen you look so good. You never act the way you should. But I like it.
Oh gosh! I mean, could a song say more about you and me, Brian McTavish, than this song?
Then Talk Dirty to Me by Poison. That's the name of the song. Are you aware of it?
I am aware of the song.
Well, you've gone to the dangerous place.
Remember, we are on public radio here.
You
please don't talk too dirty to me, okay?
I'll finish it. Okay, Brett Michaels, former frontman for the 1980s hair metal band Poison, is carrying on as only he can and as only he will, I assume. It's tonight. We've gone full circle. Tonight the fireworks start.
Yeah.
And you can go deep into the weekend. But before you do that, tonight, if you're so inclined, and many of you are, if you were buying those Poison records in the 80s, doors open at 7 tonight at the Crossroads KC downtown. CC DeVille will not be there. Bobby Dalt will not be there. Ricky Rocket will not be there. All members of Poison, but Brett Michaels. He's still there. He's a reality TV star now. I mean, he did Rock of Love. He did the Rock of Love bus. He won Celebrity Apprentice 3 a couple of years ago. He's Brett Michaels.
It's all good stuff. The holiday weekend to-do list from Brian McTavish. Brian McTavish, thank you very much. You'll find everything on our website at kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR Up to Date. The show is produced by Danny Alexander, me, Beth Lipoff, Caitlin Brennan, and Sankita Sastry. Have a happy Independence Day, everybody. I'm Steven Steigman in for Steve Kraske, and you are up to date.